crossed a new level. International community condemns Iran for reckless strikes on Israel. By Kurt Sindelka on April 13, 2024. World leaders were quick to condemn the reckless attacks on Israel by the Islamist regime in Iran, which they said crossed a new line in launching dozens of drone and missile strikes against the Jewish state on Saturday. The international community, including leaders in Britain and the European Union, swiftly condemned the strikes on Israel by the Revolutionary Guard Corps of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which marked a dramatic escalation in the conflict between Tehran and Jerusalem from previous attacks carried out by Iran's terrorist proxies in the region to direct strikes. Responding to the Iranian attack on Israel, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said that the UK condemns in the strongest terms the Iranian regime's reckless attack against Israel. Sunak warned that the attacks risk inflaming tensions and destabilizing the region and that Iran has once again demonstrated that it is intent on sowing chaos in its own backyard. The UK will continue to stand up for Israel's security and that of all our regional partners, including Jordan and Iraq, the British leader continued. Alongside our allies, we are urgently working to stabilize the situation and prevent further escalation. No one wants to see more bloodshed. Meanwhile, Britain's Ministry of Defence said that it has moved several additional Royal Air Force jets and air refueling tankers to the region and said that any RAF jets stationed in the Middle East will intercept any airborne attacks within range of our existing missions, as required. In response to increased Iranian threats and the growing risk of escalation in the Middle East, the UK government has been working with partners across the region to encourage de-escalation and prevent further attacks, the MOD said. The top diplomats in France, Germany and Italy have also expressed condemnations on behalf of their governments. French Foreign Minister Stéphane Séjourné said that Paris condemns the attack, which he said had crossed a new level of destabilization. France reaffirms its attachment to the security of Israel and assures it of its solidarity, he added. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said, "We strongly condemn the ongoing attack, which could plunge an entire region into chaos. Iran and its proxies must stop this immediately. Israel offers our full solidarity at this time." Deputy Italian Prime Minister Antonio Tajani, who also serves as the nation's foreign minister, said that Rome is monitoring the situation with attention and concern. Tajani said that he has spoken with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and Defense Minister Guido Crosetto and relayed that the government is ready to manage any type of scenario. Leaders in the European Union also expressed outrage over Iran's strikes on Israel, with the bloc's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, saying, "The EU strongly condemns the unacceptable Iranian attack against Israel. This is an unprecedented escalation and a grave threat to regional security." European Council President Charles Michel wrote on social media, "Strongly condemn the attack launched by Iran on Israel. Everything must be done to prevent further regional escalation. More bloodshed must be avoided. We will continue to follow the situation closely with our partners." For its part, the Islamist regime in Tehran has claimed that the missile and drone strikes on Israel are a retaliation for an April 1 airstrike on Damascus, Syria that reportedly killed 7 members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, including 2 top generals. Israel has so far not claimed responsibility for the attack. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X. Follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.